If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Well, it's taken several movies to show us that. Because Predator is... Is it a 4 or 5 movie franchise? Well, there's Alien versus Predator, isn't there? A film that my friend Alan, hello Alan, really pushed me to see and then immediately afterwards apologised unreservedly for asking me to see it. It's that bad. There are two of those, aren't there? Then there's got The Predator and got Predators. The first movie remains the great idea. You know, the American Special Forces in the jungle with Arnie and Jesse Ventura, yeah? And I always thought that the Predator itself was a little bit naughty, because it's okay with, I mean, with all the, you know, they've got the weapons and all that, which are far in advance of what the US have at the time. Plus, the main feature of the ease with which the Predator, or Predator, dispatches its prey for sport, as we know, is that it's invisible. Well, anyone could, I mean, even I, who can't really shoot a gun, could have a go if I was invisible. Anyway, on to this overlooked sequel. Yes. This is the, Frankie Howard then? Yes. This was made in 1990, when it came out in 1990. It was written by Jim and John Thomas, and directed by Stephen Hopkins, who also directed several movies, including Lost in Space and Under Suspicion. And I think it's really quite a rollicker. It's very, very late 80s. The premise is that Danny Glover, who is he's a sort of Dirty Harry type cop. We hear his rap sheet later on. You know, he's totaled several cars. He's someone who's not really likely to follow the rule book. He's likely to tear it up, set fire to it, micturate upon it, and then micturate on it again, and then micturate on it a third time, and bury it in a 1,000-meter deep hole. That's the kind of thing. So he's following a scene. I mean, the first time we see him, he's getting behind some drug lords. Not getting behind as in, I fully support you. It's not like that at all. He's getting behind them geographically in a standoff battle in the street, to use his advantage, I suppose. They fall back into an apartment, I suppose a loft, really, or a brownstone walk-up, they call it, don't they, in the States? And I think, and they are then all dead when he walks in. Now they could have killed each other, but they're part of the same gang, so they probably didn't. And it does look like they were eviscerated in some way. So he wants to know what's going on. And it gets worse after his partner, who is Reuben Blades, goes back to the scene of the crime. They've been told not to go back there, more of that in a minute. He does. And Danny Glover, who's called Detective Harrigan, is complicit in this, because he says, yes, go and have a look, because there is a Predator-style weapon stuck into the wall. It's a sort of fork-type thing that's been fired at them. I suppose that you can eat your sushi with it, or your noodles, or something like that, or you couldn't eat a steak with it. But that, anyway, it's not used for that, it's used for killing people. So he is killed by Predator, the Predator, or a Predator, while he's there. And that makes Harrigan even angrier. Is he called Harrigan or is he called Hannigan? He's called Harrigan, that's right. So we've also got, as a kind of couple, which is good actually, Marita Conchito Alonso and Bill Paxton. This would be after Aliens, wouldn't it? So he's a, you know, wise, cracking, loud mouth, young policeman who appears to be quite obnoxious, but isn't. He's got a heart of gold and a suit of big. And he's got one of those, it's 1990, he's got one of the late 80s suits on. The music's a bit Miami Vice. And what generally happens in the backdrop to this is that the whole place is it's Los Angeles. It's supposed to be 1997. There's a heat wave, and that's quite well done, actually. The glycerin budget alone must have been massive. They're all, particularly Danny Glover, whose work I really like. He's very dependable. And although you're never going to say, well, he should have won several Oscars, you know what you're getting, and he delivers. He's very sweaty in most of this. He wears those kind of pulled-up trousers, big jacket and big shirt that's around the 90s and that wasn't popular in the late 90s. But there's gang warfare and everything's spiraled out of control. It's drug gangs and all that. That's what Los Angeles was. And some would say was in the late 90s as well. So it's better than people remember, this movie. I remember going to see it with Alan. Hello again, Alan. And really rather enjoying it, because for trees and undergrowth and rocky outcrops replace buildings and walk-up brownstones and iconic LA buildings and skyscrapers. There is a lovely scene when Harrigan, who is frightened of heights, has to scale the side of a building because the predator has jumped into another building, an apartment building, and he's trying to tend to his wounds in the bathroom, is the predator, and because we've not been formally introduced, so predator. The woman whose husband is sleeping soundly, who thinks there's something in the bathroom, takes a broom to try and fend predator off. So there's lots of running around and jumping on across rooftops and all that sort of thing. Eventually, as you'll know, Harrigan does win, and we get to see the aliens' spacecraft, which has a load of trophies, including, because of course he's here for sport, Predator, including a skull of an alien. As in the film Alien, as in get away from her, you bitch, as you know, all that. The only way is to nuke it from space, the only way to be sure that. So yes, we have one of those. It's really quite fun. And because of the kind of, well, it's a sort of sporting rules, although he is invisible, it's not really sporting, is it? Actually, quite a lot of that, he can be seen a lot more in this film. Against the backdrop, the grey backdrop, he doesn't blend in as well. So, in the end, the other aliens, spoiler alert, the other aliens who come to take their fallen comrade away, do give him an antique pistol, which I understand comes back in a future Predator movie. When I say aliens, I mean Predator aliens, not aliens as in, get away from her, you, but you know, as in, they mostly come at night, mostly, as in that. It's not the same thing at all. Although we are going to get Alien versus Predator coming down the line. Such a shame. Didn't make an enormous amount of money, this. Didn't make its money back compared to the first movie. Not surprising, because it's the second movie of a successful first movie. And so it's rather overlooked. It does have a made-for-TV feel about it. I'm not too bothered about that. It's got a primary colours feel to it as well. It's a little bit like RoboCop in the febrile nature of the way that the city streets are. Only there's a reason for it, because the police are going on strike, or are on strike. Here you don't have that. It does look like a supercharged version of Miami Vice, but I don't mind that. And Danny Glover keeps everything really buttoned down. There's quite a lot of febrile stuff, and you have an alien walking around killing people and eviscerating them. So Danny Glover really, like Schwarzenegger actually, really does keep it battened down. He's a nice juxtaposition. It's fun, this. It's more hokey and more informal than the first movie. I rather like it. I like the backdrop of the apartment blocks and all of that. Seek it out, have a look. It's not going to challenge you at all, but you might really well enjoy it. And for lots of people, they won't even know it exists, I would have thought, because it was overlooked. So do have a look at this, and I'll tell you what, Danny Glover's performance is something a bit special, even though it's made not to be. If it's a film, you can sell it. Ta-ta.